Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. From whichever part of the world you are tuning into, this is Sirisha Verma from Branding by Pixels, and today is Thursday. Thursday, I generally record a podcast regarding a specific business case study, and today I am really proud to present to you this case study regarding my country, which is India. The title of this podcast is India Rising 2022 and Beyond. So, we will be talking about, is India really rising or is it a myth? And if India is really rising to become a superpower, what are some of the factors which are affecting this growth of India? So, let us get into it. Actually, I picked this podcast as a business case study for today because of two different reasons. One reason was, this week, IMF, which is the International Monetary Fund, released a statement regarding India, saying that India is expected to grow at 8.5% in 2022 and will retain the fastest growing economy tag. That statement actually made me curious because I am in India. I should know what is happening in my country, right? So I thought, okay, let me do some research, because I'm a very analytical kind of person. I not only did the research, but I have also come up with statistics regarding why India's economy is booming and will boom much more from 2022 and beyond. Apart from that, the second factor which actually triggered my curiosity was a speech given by our Prime Minister, Mr. Modi, regarding a specific plan that he unveiled yesterday, that is Wednesday, which is called as the Gati Shakti plan. And he said that the budget allocated for this plan is 100 lakh crores, which is a huge amount, right? So that also triggered my interest regarding I should do some research and know more about what is happening with my own country. So these are some of the statistics that I could gather by doing some research. Now, if you look at specifically India's growth rate, in 2021, India's economy grew by 9.5%. That is 9.5%. Now, in 2022, IMF says that the expected growth rate is around 8.5%. So, why is the economy growing at 9.5% in 2021, but only 8.5% in 2022? I think one of the reasons why that has happened is 2020, most of India was under lockdown. We were we started lockdown thinking we would just do it for 15 days, but it got extended to 3 months. And when this lockdown happened, it was a sudden suggestion by the government. So there was not much planning that could happen in the background for business owners, even normal people like me. But because the essentials were available, we were able to work through the lockdown, because we were not allowed to go out, only for essential services. That is also like groceries and vegetables and stuff, and that was also only for 3 hours we could go out. If you stayed more than 3 hours on the road, you had to have proper documentation regarding why you were doing that. So when this lockdown happened all of a sudden without any planning, most of the small business owners got hit, because specifically the manufacturing sector, because they generally manufacture on orders, right? And they had a lot of stock in their warehouses. Most of the companies, like pharmaceutical companies, they have to have their machines running. And then when this lockdown happened and it was extended for 3 months, they were not able to open their offices. They were not able to work through the offices. Even if they were allowed to work because of essential services, the factory was not working at 100%. So there were a lot of losses that happened. The final goods, the final manufactured goods or the final product was not able to be shipped because of this lockdown restrictions in India. So there was a lot of and people, especially these kind of industries like pharma, food, and other manufacturing sectors, they actually use a lot of manual labor. And most of these people had went back home because they didn't know when the lockdown will be removed, whether they will be allowed to work, because these people generally work on daily wages, right? So there was a lot of chaos in India that happened, and because of this, the growth actually fell down in 2020. And I think the 9.5% growth rate in 2021 is because of all the backlogs that were there in 2020, which got sold again on orders in 2021 because the manufactured products were already there, right? The final product was already there. It was just a matter of fulfilling the order. And the orders were already there. So that is why I think this growth rate is around 9.5% in 2021. But then at any point of time, it has to stabilize, right? It has to hit a straight line. So that is why we are expecting a growth rate of 8.5% in 2022. Now, coming back to India's growth rate when comparison to US and China, which are the world's biggest economies, let us look at those figures as well. Now, when it comes to US, in 2021, the growth rate of US was around 6%, and the expected growth rate in 2022 is 5.2%. But when it comes to China, the growth rate in 2021 is 8%. And the expected growth rate in 2022 is 5.6%. Again, if we compare this to India, India's growth rate in 2021 is 9.5%, but the expected growth rate in 2022 is 8.5%. So if you compare all the figures, India is still ahead in its growth rate, leaps and bounds by at least 3 to 3.5%. So, as I promised, these are the couple of factors that I could research regarding why India is rising. It is going to become a superpower soon, probably not in 2022, but beyond 2022, we can definitely see India becoming a superpower. So, I have listed six factors here, and I would like to start with the first one. So, the first factor which is affecting this growth is vaccinations. So, if you look at India, India is a huge country with a wide breadth and depth of land, people of different cultures, different thought processes, different beliefs. So, it is very difficult to bring everybody on the same path and get them vaccinated, right? So, in US, we are seeing a lot of protests happening because people think it is against nature and against God to get vaccinated. So some of them are actually resisting this vaccination. So if in a country like US, where most of the people, right, I wouldn't say 100% of the people, but probably 70 to 80% of the people are of the same religion, which is Christianity, if that is happening, then just think about India, which has like lots of religions and lots of beliefs come with those religions. To make sure everybody understands why they need to get vaccinated and then make sure we provide them with facilities to get vaccinated is a Herculean task. But still, we were able, I mean, we in the sense the government was able to do a lot in this aspect. If you look at actual figures, vaccinations, if you look at the total population and then vaccination-wise, at least one dose has been administered to 49.8% of the population. So if you look at a difference of 0.2%, that is at least 50% of the population has got their first dose. If you look at the fully vaccinated figure, that is people who have had completely two doses, that is around 19.8%. So 50% of the population getting at least one dose is a huge, huge, huge factor. So what happens with these statistics is when people get vaccinated, they start becoming more confident that they can go ahead and work on their day-to-day, get along with their day-to-day life, because at least the probability of them getting coronavirus will be less, because they at least got vaccinated once, right? So because of that, there are lots of positive vibes. Business has opened. People are started doing a lot of business. A lot of economic activities have started. So that is factor number one, which is the COVID vaccination is on the rise. Factor number two is the structural reforms that have happened in India. So one thing that happens with structural reforms is these are very difficult to implement, and whatever benefits you get out of any structural reforms in any country is on the long-term basis. It is not for the short term, right? So in India also, we have had some structural reforms like GST, demonetization, real estate bill, insolvency and bankruptcy code. Now, when it comes to GST, previously what used to happen was every state in India had their own tax laws. So for example, if you manufactured mobile phones in a specific state, then the rate of tax on the product was different when compared to the same product in a separate state, right? So because of that, there was a lot of chaos. There was a lot of opportunity for bribery happening. With the implementation of GST, there is only one tax across the whole country. So it makes it less chaotic. It makes it simpler for people to implement as well. The second structural reform that happened was demonetization. And of course, demonetization also happened suddenly without without the government giving us notice. Right. So with demonetization, what has happened was most of the businesses in India prior to demonetization used to handle a lot of cash. So they used to deal with a lot of cash. But with demonetization, what has happened was all those transactions are being structured now. They cannot handle cash anymore, because they have to, if they have to deposit the cash in the banks, then definitely the banks are going to ask them from where this cash has come, what are the transactions. And because of GST implementation also, they have to make note of all the transactions that happen. So demonetization was also a huge factor for bringing all the growth into reins. That is one of the reasons that I think that we are able to put a figure to the growth, because India has always been a country which is growing or which is developing, right? So since 30 years I have been hearing this word that India is a developing country, and I always used to wonder, when will it become developed? Why is it always developing in the process? When does the process get complete? So that may also be one of the reasons. Because of demonetization, all the transactions have been structured, so now we are able to understand specifically what is going on in any sector, and that is why we have specific figures for growth rates. Factor number three is earnings growth for corporate India have increased to 25% for financial years, for fiscal years 2020 to 2023. So why did this happen? Why did corporate India increase their earnings? So again, there are a couple of factors here that I think have brought this figure out. One is because of whatever is happening in China, right? So COVID happened in China, and then manufacturing companies understood that they cannot just put their base in China anymore. They also have to look for alternatives. And then Evergrande crisis is currently happening. I have also recorded a podcast regarding that. If you have not heard about it, then please go out and check it out as well. Because of all of this, the different corporate companies across the world are also looking for second bases. And one of the best options in Asia Pacific is, of course, India. So a lot of investment is coming into India. And apart from that, because of all the structural reforms, because of also this COVID, everybody is working from home. So the expenses for corporate India have gone down. And because of all of this, the growth of corporate India is going to be around 25% for fiscal year 2022-2023. Now, coming to factor number four, IT sector in India has been a booming sector since 2000, which when we handled the Y2K problem of the world. And if you look at the IT sector in India, most of it is based around business process outsourcing, which is BPO process. But now our IT companies have become much better at handling different kind of complex projects, including digitalization or digital transformation of other companies. So we are doing better projects now with a higher dollar figure rather than just a lower volume kind of business like BPO. So that is factor number four. Factor number five is working age population versus dependent population. So if you look at countries like China, the growth spurt of China happened when the working age population was it outnumbered the dependent population. So working age population in the sense people like you and me who are working, who are providing to the economy by paying taxes, by you know, buying homes, by consuming a lot of products. So that is a working age population. But if you look at dependent age population, then they are like our parents who are probably pensioners or just sitting at home. They're not consuming too many products out there. They're more of a conservative kind of people. So in India, if you look at working age population, we are outnumbering the dependent population. And we with this trend will continue to grow until 2055. So that is a lot many years, right? That is more than two decades. So that is also one of the factors that I feel that India will keep rising and it will become a superpower soon. So factor number six, as I told you, PM Modi, our Prime Minister, Mr. Modi, has unveiled a plan yesterday, which is Wednesday, which is called as Gati Shakti Plan. And the budget for this plan's implementation is 100 lakh crores. And the objective of this plan is to provide multimodal connectivity to more than 1200 industrial clusters, including two defense corridors across country. So what does that mean? That in simple terms, it just means that government will now be focused on infrastructure projects a lot. So when I say government generally works, has different departments, and each of the department works in silos, right? So with this plan, what our PM is trying to do is he's trying to make sure that those silos go down. Each of the department can work with each other, plan better so that the infrastructure projects go better, right? So what does that mean? When infrastructure grows, there is a lot of people movement that happens. So people are not worried to go to another city or another state for work, because then there is always this opportunity to go back and forth or to do up and down, right? So to travel. So that is one point. The second point is if infrastructure is better, then the goods can be manufactured anywhere and transported to other states or cities where there are ports for export. Similarly, imports can also increase. So because of all these aspects, infrastructure of a company, of a country is very important for its economic growth. And this plan, the Gati Shakti plan, is going to take care of those infrastructure requirements. So that's it, folks. It has been a bigger podcast, that is a longer podcast, I know, but I wanted to explain all of these factors to make sure everybody understands why India is rising. It is just not propaganda, but there are actual figures behind that explanation. So I would put all the notes in the description. I am Sirisha Verma, founder chief strategist at Branding by Pixels, a business strategy design and digital marketing company, coming live to you from India. I generally record podcasts thrice a week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Tuesday, I record a podcast on digital marketing. This Tuesday, I recorded a podcast on why small businesses need digital marketing. On Thursday, I record a business case study. Last week, I recorded a podcast on Facebook outage and the reasons behind it. On Saturday, I generally talk about a book review, which is specific to which is good for entrepreneurs and small businesses to know and learn from. So last week, I was talking about this amazing book, The Greatest Salesman in the World by O.G. Mandino, and I have read the first chapter of the book. This week, I'm going to go ahead and read the second chapter of the book. If you are an entrepreneur or a small business owner, please do subscribe to my podcast channel. I am sure all of this information will be helpful for you. If you think the information that I am recording will be helpful to any of your acquaintances or friends or people in your network, please do share my podcast channel. If you want to work with me on taking your business digital, please do drop me a note and I would love to hear from you. You will find all my contact details in the description as well. Thank you so much for your time. Please do come back on Saturday and we'll meet then. Thank you so much. Please do take care. This is Sirisha Varma signing off. Bye-bye.